MTD Radio News. Good afternoon. I'm Jim Miller. Well, New Mexico State Police say an Alamogordo man with several warrants shot by Alamogordo police. 26-year-old Dominic Cruz De Lao remains hospitalized after sustaining at least one gunshot wound. It followed a pursuit by Alamogordo police. The names of the officers involved not released to the media. De Lao was walking near Ridgecrest Drive armed with a gun. Police identified De Lao as having several outstanding warrants. He fled when officers attempted to initiate contact after a brief pursuit during which an officer deployed a taser unsuccessfully. He allegedly pointed his weapon at the officers. One officer discharged at least one round. De Lao was treated for his injuries, his current condition unknown. Chaffetz County Sheriff's Office and federal officials investigating the presence of several stash houses in the area, which are believed to be used to house undocumented migrants. The county's undersheriff Monday declined to say where the houses are believed to be, citing the ongoing nature of the investigation, but that it comes after 31-year-old Omar Quino Teodoro, who was also in the country illegally, found with 11 migrants inside his Chevy Suburban during a traffic stop. The passengers in the vehicle, including eight women, two 16-year-old boys who did not know English, and a man who sold his house in Mexico to get the money needed to pay Quino Teodoro in cash to be brought into the U.S. then taken to New York City. Well, what smell comes to mind when you think of New Mexico? Is it the fresh rain rolling off Sandia Mountains? Is it alfalfa cut for harvest outside Roswell? Or maybe it's the odorless smell from natural gas production of the Four Corners, or the waft of cows on the east side of New Mexico? Hardly. The flavor in the land of enchantment starts at green. Even red chili is green to begin with, so it makes sense that lawmakers weighing whether to make green chili the state's official aroma. Specifically, it's that smell of roasting chili that draws people every fall. The parking lots across New Mexico, that sweet, spicy aroma that brings watery mouths and nostalgia for home. And that's what's happening. I'm Jim Miller, MTD Radio News.